It's Thursday, September 23rd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. More demand in open source, Amazon's pot welcome approach in remote culture. Nearly half of SMBs run in the cloud, and who do they ask for help? And Apple trains tech to undermine third parties. This is the Business of Tech. Another tech jobs report, this time focused on open source. The 2021 Open Source Jobs Report found more demand than ever, and 92% of managers are having trouble finding enough talent, and many of them are also having fits holding on to their existing senior open source staffers. 50% of employers surveyed stated they're increasing hires this year. The difficulty is 92% of managers reporting finding enough talent and hanging on to that talent in the face of fierce competition. And while we're on hiring, Amazon announced on Tuesday they are supporting two bills designed to decriminalize pot nationwide and to expunge and reduce the criminal records and sentences of those who've been incarcerated for it. Why? If you pull at the thread, it's about making more people eligible to be hired. Hackajobs survey says only 22% of tech workers surveyed agreed that remote working had a negative effect on workplace culture, with the majority, 44%, feeling that it had no impact at all. Almost three quarters, 72%, cited remote working as one of the key perks they looked for as part of a jobs package, while 67% said they'd broaden the scope of their job search due to the possibility of remote working. And one in five, 21%, said they were looking to leave their current job because of a lack of flexibility from the organization, with 21% citing a lack of remote working options specifically. Why do we care? Well, it's my continued focus on hiring and employees. Amazon's looking to expand its worker pool, and so it's lobbying to make that happen. With sentiment towards legalizing marijuana increasingly popular and already passed in a number of states, seems logical to me, particularly for SMB companies, considering changes to drug policies could make a lot of sense. Remember all those stats you hear in the push to return to the office chorus when it starts up again later, and my recommendation is to resist. Worth considering, how much impact is remote working really having on culture? Nearly half of those workers think none. I'm skeptical, and this is an opinion, but if workers feel the culture is the same, doesn't that make it so? AppDirect asked SMBs about their SaaS usage and found that 45% of SMBs have most or all of their business software based in the cloud, compared to just 24% in 2017. To overcome migration and maintenance issues, almost 48% of SMBs are turning to outside professionals for help, such as technology advisors, consultants, channel partners, and telecom agents, and ISP telecom services providers, according to the report. While vendors remain the main source of solutions for 51% of SMBs, technology advisors' services have increased from 21% in 2017 to 28% today, while 20% of SMBs turn to telecom providers and ISPs to get their technology solutions. SMBs choose to work with advisors mainly because of their knowledge about technology, 51%, as well as because of their customer service and support, 49%, and a fast and easy buying process, 46%. Why do we care? Thinking about the SMB of the future, I envision exactly this scenario. With all business software in the cloud. Too often, I think the analysis is on organizations that are not this, and soon, this model will be the majority. I don't doubt the long-term value of a small provider because of the advice service. I wonder if enough of the service is focused on the knowledge of technology with the implied business skills versus a raw technical expertise. Those that have those business chops will outperform. Vice has reported on 8 leaked training videos from Apple, which show how the company trains repair technicians to undermine third-party companies and focus on Apple's own repair offerings. Examples include a focus on genuine parts, implying non-Apple parts are substandard. Why do we care? Right to repair. That's why. I suspect Apple is the boldest in pushing back against small repair shops, but certainly not the only one. Worth understanding what exactly they're doing. Go read the piece to learn more. Think you know PCmatic? Think again. PCmatic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero trust, default deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PCmatic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening, and I will catch you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.